You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare on Wednesday sought a report from the Punjab government regarding the law on babies born through IVF technology. The development is in connection with the IVF treatment of slain Punjabi singer Sidhu Moosewala's mother. The ministry quoted a Hindustan Times story which reported that Moosewala's mother Charan Kaur had undergone IVF treatment at the age of 58 and was successful in conceiving a baby. On 18th March, the elderly couple welcomed a baby boy, almost 22 months after Sidhu Moosewala was gunned down in Punjab. Sajid, a local barber, allegedly hacked two boys to death and critically hurt a third in an attack on Tuesday evening in Baba Colony in Uttar Pradesh's Badon. Sajid was gunned down in a police encounter hours later. Sajid, who had recently opened a barber shop in the locality, entered the house and attacked the three brothers Ayush, 12, Ahan alias Honey, 8, and Yuvraj, 10, with an axe, District Magistrate Manoj Kumar told news agency PTI. Ayush and Ahan died in the attack, while Yuvraj was rushed to a hospital with grievous wounds, he said. The Nordic countries have secured the top spots in the World Happiness Report published by Canadian economist John F. Helleville, Richard Laird, Jeffrey Sachs, Jan-Emmanuel Deneve, Lara B. Aknin, and Shen Wang. In the report, published on Wednesday, India ranked on the 126th position, the same as last year. In the annual unsponsored report, Nordic countries kept their places among the 10 most cheerful, with Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden and Israel securing the top 5 spots. Donald Trump has defended Kate Middleton following her edited Mother's Day photo controversy. The former president opened up about the row during a conversation with Nigel Farage on GB News. Kate, who has obviously been ill and had major surgery, now a photograph that the press say was doctored, Farage said. It's pretty tough being in her position, isn't it? It shouldn't be a big deal, Trump replied. Everybody doctors. You look at these movie actors, then you see them in real life and you say, is that the same person in the picture? It was a very minor doctoring. It's a rough period and they're really going after her. Several news agencies withdrew Kate's photo, which was released by Kensington Palace, alleging that it had been manipulated. The Dravida Munnetra Kazgam, DMK, on Wednesday filed a complaint with the Election Commission of India against Bharatiya Janata Party leader and Union Minister of State Shobha Karandlaje for her alleged hate speech, blaming the people of Tamil Nadu for the Bengaluru's Rameshwarman Cafe blast on 1st March. People from Tamil Nadu come here, get trained there and plant bombs here. Placed bomb in cafe, Karandlaje allegedly told reporters recently. Highlighting a series of incidents involving individuals from different states engaging in criminal activities within Karnataka, the minister went on to claim that the suspect involved in 1st March blast at the Rameshwaram Cafe was from Tamil Nadu. DMK said that Karandlaje's remark is an attempt to promote hatred between the people of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka as Lok Sabha elections are around the corner.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.